Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eddie Hip Hop Conversations. It's a lot. It's a lot going on right now. Damn. With Kendrick versus Drake.
Damn.
All kind of mess. So we decided to keep it going. Earlier, we actually ranked Kendrick Lamar's Heart series. And on one of the lives, I believe, this came up to where someone asked us, if we had to, which one is better, Kendrick Lamar's The Heart series or Drake's Timestamp series? So we're here to have a quick conversation about it. Yeah, so Kendrick has 5 parts to his Heart series and Drake has 6.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's start there. Maybe we should actually at some point rank Drake's Timestamp series. I guess I'll start there. I didn't know they were called timestamps.
I don't think they're called timestamps. It's just people, they're known for the timestamps. Like, yeah. Okay. There's just for clarification, there's 9 a.m. in Dallas, 5 a.m. in Toronto, 6 p.m. in New York, 4 p.m. in Calabasas, 7 a.m. on Bridal Path, and 8 a.m. in Charlotte. And those all came from like the Take Care album, the If You're Reading This It's Too Late. I want to say, I think he had one on Views too. So yeah, he had one on that one with the pregnant emojis on it. Which one?
Oh, Certified.
Certified, yeah, Lover Boy. And then the 8 a.m. in the Charlotte, the one that he had on his latest album. So yeah, he had those were all came from. And I don't know if you remember, but 21 Savage did one too on that What's that album they did together? He did 3 a.m. on Glenwood.
But it was just him.
It was just him. Drake. It wasn't Drake. Okay.
Yeah, but funny enough, like when I typed in Drake's timestamps, it came up.
So yeah.
That's why I guess open with that because I didn't know it was the official title. But none of these are really ever released like as Lucy's the way that Kendrick's are. Because Kendrick tends to just drop his.
Before album.
Yep, tend to be most of the time before an album.
I thought one of them was on an album.
One of them is.
Just One?
Which one's on it? Oh, well, like he three. Added it later. The last one, right?
Mm-mm. No, 3 was on an album.
Yeah, it was either.
Wait, am I tripping? I thought The Heart 3 was on Good Kid, Mad City.
No. The only one he eventually added to the album was Mr. Morale and the Big Step. He added it as a bonus later. But he dropped it separately at first, and then he added it later. I know it was on Spotify as an official track. Yeah. But
when was the last time you guys listened to Drake's joints?
Today. The first and only time.
You heard them before, right?
I probably heard them when we reviewed the album, but I mean, I didn't go back to any of them shits.
Mm. No, I don't really return to them like that. Mm-hmm. But when the albums were out, those are songs that I tend to play a lot. Mm-hmm. When the albums are out, like I always play those songs. So that's not to say that I, you know, dislike them. I just don't play Drake all the time.
Now there's two that are fucking dope. Mm-hmm. The other ones I wasn't too hot on, but there I had to write them down. There's 5 a.m. in Toronto is super hard.
Yep.
And 6 p.m. in New York is super hard. The other ones, they just sound like Drake songs. Mm-hmm. But those two, I was like, God damn, these are crazy.
On one of those, was those one of the ones where he was actually rapping different and made it actually interesting to listen to?
It was mostly the beats that were different. Yeah. They were like more boom bap-ish. And he had that kind of like somebody pissed me off kind of sound. Maybe that's so,
what like that Scary Hours type of sound.
Because I re-listened to them today. I'm like you. I don't ever play these. I play the hearts more than this if I wanted to hear one. But in all honesty, I think today was one of the first time I actually re-listened to part 5. Which I actually forgot how dope that was.
Part 5 of what?
The Hearts. But when I re-listened to Drake's timestamps, it was one of the ones where I was like, oh, he's rapping different. Mm-hmm. It don't sound like the stereotypical Drake. Mm-hmm. But it was like towards the end of the series, like on his later albums.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was either 5 a.m. or 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Whichever one had the video where he was like smoking a cigar and shit. That one was fucking dope, man. That one was really dope. I just can't remember which one it was.
Well, the last one had a video too. That's the one where he had his son in the video and it wasn't that one. He had whatever.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't that one. This one was, he was like in a club or something.
Yeah.
And it looked real dark and smoky and he was smoking a cigar, looking hard. I was like, go ahead, my boy Drake. He was killing that shit, bro. Kendrick don't want this.
Has he ever said why he does these? Cause don't he release these a little bit before the album too?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they're just on it. I believe. I mean I can't remember back. The care package. A couple of these is on the care package. That's what I meant to say in the beginning. Not Take Care, but the care package. Wow. As a matter of fact, 5 a.m. in Toronto is on that.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's on the care package.
I might go listen to that one.
Yeah. I went and listened to that album just to listen to the care that 5 a.m. in Toronto.
Do people compare these series to each other?
I didn't know until y'all said something.
Yeah, I didn't know because when he brought it up, when the guy brought it up in our chat, I was like, oh, that's actually, like you said, it was really good. Like, I don't know if, I'm surprised no one has ever compared these because they, you know, it's both of them kind of like rappity rapping. So yeah, it's actually a really good comparison in my opinion. But the 9 a.m. in Dallas was on Thank Me Later.
Okay. So if y'all had to choose, which one y'all picking?
Heart.
The Heart, you said?
Yeah, what? Not that Drake songs are bad. those timestamp songs are not bad. Mm-hmm. I just think The Heart gives us a little bit something different than what Kendrick normally gives.
Yeah.
And for me personally, not being a Drake expert, I only heard 2 timestamp songs that gave me something different. The other timestamp songs seem to be just kind of Drake songs. So, but yeah, no, I would take The Heart over those.
Yeah, I'm with Mike to a certain extent. Like as far as The Heart series, I feel like on The Heart series, not only that Kendrick gives us different things from what he normally does, it's just more substance there. It seems like it's a lot more substance.
Damn.
But if I'm being honest, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Yep. Uh-oh.
The Drake, bro. Like I like the Drake. I like the Drake timestamps.
More than Kendrick's? The Drake.
I can listen to those. Like I can like actually put those on, play them, and like and just let it ride out. Like I prefer to listen to the Drake timestamps over the Kendrick's. Kendrick's, I feel like a very like, you know, you sit down with it and you know, just listen to it. But the Drake, it just rides from the beats to the way he's flowing on it. Yeah, I just feel like you get something different on that. Like the beat, some of the beats might be the same, like you said, but he flows differently on those beats.
That's not what I said.
Oh.
No, I see why you might've got confused. I was saying that the beats are what were different. I wasn't saying the beats were the same.
Yeah.
I was saying that the other ones just sound like Drake songs. But I wasn't saying the beats sound different, except for on those two, there's like some boom bap-ish type shits.
What does that mean when it sounds like Drake songs then to you?
So I don't really see the big deal. Like with those two songs that I named, I see why they're a big deal because it's not what I would expect to be on a Drake album.
Mm-hmm.
those other timestamp songs, they just sound like these are just Drake songs.
See, to me, it doesn't.
Because, and you would know better than me. You definitely would.
Right, because, yeah, I'm a Drake fan. Right. So yeah, on those, it doesn't sound like a regular Drake song. Mm-hmm. They definitely still stand out to me because he's not doing like the singy song stuff. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a hook. He's just flowing. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's different is why I interpreted it that way, what you were saying.
Yeah.
It's because of the beat. Some of the beats are kind of the same. He's just flowing different on them. Mm-hmm. But I like the Drake beats. I like that sometime, like most of the time. But I do agree, the Toronto and the New York one is different. It's more boom bappish, kind of like the Scary Hours things that he dropped. So yeah, I just like the way they sound while you're listening to them, you know, in a car or whatever, or working out. I can only listen to Kendrick's a certain way.
You work out to the...
I can't work out to the Hearts.
Motherfucker doing jazzercise.
You know what I'm saying? I can't do
Rod doing yoga to Drake.
Like, yeah, he's going hard on him, man. I really... Every time. He hits it every time.
When did these take off? Because I'm kind of with you. Like, they were songs on the albums. Mm-hmm. They were cool. And then it was like one album. It's like it got to a point where people were anticipating them and looking forward to the timestamp songs. Oh. And it is because it felt like, or people were saying that it was always something different. He was rapping different, whatever it was. He presented himself in a different way.
Right.
It wasn't the More Life album, was it?
I know you ain't asking me.
More Life is like that playlist type album he made.
It was one where people were talking. People really, really were talking. And I think maybe he had dissed Kendrick in it or somebody in it.
People were talking good about it or no?
Yeah, people were talking good about it.
I don't think it was that More Life. Oh, that More Life one was...
2 a.m. in Compton.
She's stupid. Can't remember which one he was talking about Kendrick on it.
He really was dissing Kendrick on one of these?
I mean, he always throwing subliminals. It's never direct. Oh, yeah.
Which one was that on?
Yeah. That's the last one.
That's the most recent.
It was something else.
I didn't dig that one that much. It was okay. It was fine. But
I like that one. I play that one all the time. Yeah. Like, it's one of the main songs I go to when I put that album on. That, and I like the video too.
I don't think I remember the video. Was this when we had the little things in his head?
No. Maybe it this one.
I think I missed one. Because I thought there were five. I think I missed one of the Drakes.
You missed probably the Dallas one.
I missed whatever this recent one is, I think. Because I don't remember hearing no Conductor beat. I think when I typed in Drake timestamp series to listen to these, it just took me to a YouTube playlist.
Oh.
So what I'm assuming is it was an older playlist that didn't have this most recent song.
Yeah, that's what it
was. Because I have written down 5 to 5. And you're saying there's 6. So I don't think I listened to this new one.
This one. It's this shit. Yeah, this shit.
I didn't listen to this one. Nope. Nah, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that one.
Yeah, that one's good. Like, so yeah, that I ranked that one pretty high too. It's just, you know, he did that one different too, because like on the regular timestamps, he's not rapping that slow. He's just like kind of going in.
Yeah.
But this one, he just kind of hitting like bar, but it's no like, and it has kind of like a hook in a way. So yeah.
The more you talk about it, I think I might remember talking about it when we reviewed the album. And I think I might remember liking that song, I think. Yeah, because I don't love all the Kendrick ones either. So, I mean, not to be totally a Kendrick, you know, D-rider, but I don't really care for 4 or 3.
Oh, you don't like 3?
I don't love 3.
Three was like one of the best ones.
See, I think 1, 5, and 2. Those are
so
mine.
You wasn't here when we ranked them then?
Uh-uh.
Because I think 3 was B and I's best one. And then we liked 4 and 5 as well. But like, I think my least favorite was maybe like the early one. Like,
one is my favorite.
Was it the one?
One is my favorite.
It was either 1 or 2. Which one had Absol on it? That's 3.
Yeah.
3 was really good.
One is the one where he has that fucking line where he's talking about Big L and then he starts rapping like Big L and it's real subtle. Nah, that shit is fucking hard. That shit's hard. 1, 5, because 5 is probably my second favorite.
Mm.
That's the last one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then 2 is my third favorite. But none of them are bad. It's just, I never return to 4. 4 doesn't really do it for me. It's almost like it was a bit too laid back or something.
4 is the one he did on Damn, right?
Yeah. I think
he,
so.
Yeah, he had like a snippet of what that Alchemist beat on there, which was cool, but it was like some, the rest of it really didn't hit like that. Yeah.
It didn't.
I love the Heart series. Like, I love it. I don't want nobody to get that twisted. I think both of these things are super comparable, but I just get more enjoyment, like, listening wise out of the Drake one. I just like to hear him go in like that.
No, that's
just
fair.
I really do. I really like to hear him go in like that.
Kendrick goes inner.
Yeah, the Heart the timestamps.
You said washes?
Washes, bro.
Why washes?
It washes.
I wouldn't agree with washes, but go ahead.
yeah. Why washes?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the beats are better. I think the rapping is better. I think you already talked about the content and the substance that he added to it. I think with the last one, he added more creativity with it. I didn't even catch the Big L thing that you were talking about.
Go back and listen. He says something like, I can't be a Big L because the streets need me or something like that. Mm. And then like a bar or two later, he starts rapping with Big L's fucking accent. It's crazy.
Kind of like what he did with Five when he started rapping like Nipsey.
Yeah.
I think those are more creative. Yeah, the earlier part of the timestamps, he was just... You know, it was just another song. He didn't really start picking up the timestamps until later.
Damn.
Like the one that we just talked about on For All the Dogs. And then it was like two others before then. That's when my ears started perking up. But every time I listen to Kendrick's, I'm like, man, they're
special,
bro.
They're special. Like, I just was listening to a snippet of all of them just now, just kind of, they're special, man. Like, they really are. Like the first one, and because I can't remember now I'm confused. I can't remember if it was two or three that was my favorite, but it was one of those. One of those are my favorite, but I can't remember which one. That's what I will give Kendrick on his. Like, they just sound different. Drake's, they all kind of sound the same. You know what I'm saying? But I just like it.
Yeah,
because it's different from what he does on the albums.
Yeah,
and so. Yeah, man, they just ride, man. He sounds angry. He sounds like, and that's when he takes his shots at people and things like that. I like him, man. But
I'd be curious to see if he kind of keeps this up, meaning that if he keeps like making them a little bit different than what the songs are on the album, if he kind of uses these songs moving forward to send messages to people. It'll be interesting to see if he does that.
I mean, he's sending messages to people on other songs, obviously, but nah, he definitely goes in. If you break down some of the same things he's saying on these, he definitely going in on some people. He just sounds angry.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't say washed.
Yeah.
I like Kendrick's more,
yeah,
but I wouldn't say that they just blow Drake's out the water.
Yeah.
Because there are some moments on a couple of these where I was like, oh wow.
Yeah.
All right, Drake. I don't know why you don't do this more often, but probably because it's not marketable.
Yeah, but, of course, yeah.
You know, but nah, there's some moments on there where you get that glimpse of, nah, he's a rapper's rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can't listen to the albums because there's not enough of that.
Right.
But with with Kendrick's, I feel like the Heart, they're appetizers. Because it's not like you're going to listen to the Heart and then go listen to the album and be like, this is completely, what the fuck? This is not what I was expecting. It's like, nah, he's still rapping similar. I feel like Drake's timestamps, some of them, they kind of trick you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's not no substance on him like that. He just talking
about.
I don't really care
like that, though. I don't care about substance.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying.
For that kind of
like,
rap, I mean.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, Kendrick has the substance on his. Like, he uses it as an opportunity to really just kind of get real heady on him. Whereas Drake just uses this to kind of just...
He wants to bar out real quick.
Bar out real quick.
Yeah.
And it's just really braggadocious, talking about his competitors, things like that. But I like that, Drake.
I do too. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. And then like sometimes, like I said, it's like dark and menacing beats, like the Toronto.
That's what I like.
Yeah, I like him giving himself an opportunity to just kind of rap. You know what I'm saying? Not just do that marketable sing, song, rap. This is for the ladies. Blah 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 blah. Like if he would have did the Toronto, like the timestamps as for My Dogs, like I think people would love that if he did just a whole album of those timestamp type joints.
I'm surprised he hasn't done that yet. I bet he will at some point. It seems like it would make sense to just do a whole.
Yeah, he needs to
an EP of timestamps.
Yeah, he needs to. I mean, you know that Scary Hours is kind of like that because I think we all like the Scary Hours.
Oh, joint. Scary Hours.
Ooh.
time stamp.
Hey.
Oh shit. Yeah, y'all don't be see. He be dropping gems on y'all, and y'all just be acting like you don't see it. Y'all ain't ready for the Drakester.
Kendrick definitely does have the substance. Like, please, I hope nobody gets this twisted. I love the Heart series. It's just a matter of that I could really just let that time stamp series ride. Because like I said, those Heart series just get kind of heady, and I like that. But you know, I get that Kendrick all the time, like just kind of heady Kendrick or whatever. B really likes the time, even though he doesn't care for Drake, he likes the time stamp series. You remember, I don't know if people probably know, B said it plenty of times, like, I'll just take an album of the time stamp series or whatever. Huh? Yeah. That's all right, you know.
They good.
You know what I'm saying?
Them sounds like cool. They good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear from you guys, man. Leave a comment, hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, subscribe to the channel. And let us know what you guys think. Which guys do you prefer? Kendrick Lamar's The Heart or Drake's Timestamp / Scary Hours series? We're gonna rebrand it.
I know.
Looking forward to hearing you guys. We got you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.